Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine, March 2018 edition. Last week I covered the Black Panther cast on particularly because on the cover of this particular magazine is Chadwick Boseman, which is the star of Black Panther, and he's also known as the Black Panther in the highly anticipated movie that has already broke some major box offices. So last week we stopped at Power or Money and Power, hit the reset button. And as I stated last week, that there are five essential steps that will help keep short-term debt from becoming a long-term hassle. I went over step number one, and that is do the prep work. So let's go on to the other steps, two through five. Step number two is reduced interest. So you may be able to get a lower interest rate simply by asking for it, says Avery Breyer, author of How to Be Debt-Free. Credit card issuers are in the business of making money. And if you switch to a competitor's product, they'll lose out on potential profits, Breyer says. Research interest rates for other credit cards and collect them introductory offers you receive in the mail. Breyer suggests when you find options that have lower rates than your current card, give your card company a call and bring up these three things. Stress loyalty. If you've been a customer for several years, state that. If it costs issuers money to advertise and bring on new clients, so it's worth it for them to work to keep long-term consumers happy. Ask for what you want. Tell them what other credit card companies are offering. Find out if your credit card issuer can match their competitors' interest rates, since that will mean it makes financial sense for you to continue to do business with them. And then finally, give an ultimatum. Make it clear that you'll switch credit card companies if they don't lower your rate to something more competitive with the other offers you're seeing. Step number three, use what you have. Most of us already have extra money we can add to our payments. It's in the salon chairs. It's in nail shops. It's at the bar. It's in the mall. It's at restaurants we go to. It could even be in our closet with stuff we don't wear. Branham says, track your spending for a couple of months and look forward or look for places to cut back and put toward your credit card bills. Then consider these other ways to bring in more income, such as turn full-time skills into a side hustle. Whatever function you're being paid to perform at your 9-to-5 could be a skill you're able to offer others to bring in additional funds. That's what Candace Latham, age 29, founder of the personal finance blog YoungYetWise.com, did as she sought to dig herself out from under more than $38,000 in student loans and $4,000 in credit card debt. Latham worked as a layout artist at an ad agency, so she started doing graphic design work on the side. Get temporary part-time employment. Some people are reluctant to pick up a second job, but putting your financial goals first for a specific period can help you reach your goal faster. Latham says, take 6 months to work a part-time gig and put your earnings toward your debt. Set up a online marketplace. Sell electronics and other items you no longer use and allocate the profits toward debt reduction. Sign up with Poshmark.com to market your clothing. Go to Swappa.net to get rid of your old iPhone and other tech products, or hawk your war or wares at a more general site such as eBay or Bonanza. Step number four, refine your strategy. Tackling your debt once and for all requires a detailed blueprint. Take stock of all the bills you have, says Stevens. Calculate the total amount you owe as well as your other financial obligations and consider the following tips. Budget your debt. If you don't know how much money you have left at the end of the month after your bills are paid, you're just guessing how much you can put toward your debt, Latham says. Once you determine your disposable income, put a majority toward the deficit. Focus on one-on-one or one item at a time. So aim to pay down one major debt and make minimum payments on the rest. The avalanche method of resolving debt focuses on the note and the highest interest rate first, when the snowball method concentrates on paying off the smallest bill first. Taking the avalanche route will save you more money and interest over time. And choosing the snowball option might give you a motivational boost if you can settle these balances sooner. Use whichever approach resonates with you. Branham says once you've closed out that first bill, move on to the next. Make it a group affair. Who says you have to do it alone? Latham created a challenge in which she got together 9 of her blog subscribers, and they set out to see who could pay off the most debt in 11 weeks. Latham ended up paying off $4,500, and the group repaid $39,500 in total. Replicate that by gathering a few like-minded friends and creating a private Facebook group. To make the challenge more exciting, and each participant can donate a small amount, such as $10, and the winner gets the pot of cash at the end, Latham adds. Step number 5, reset your spending habits. Setting your debts is a waste of time if you're not going to institute the proper practices that will keep you debt-free. Automating your payments can help you make sure that your bills are paid on time so you don't rack up late fees, Stephen says. Here's how you can remain on track. Remove financial distractions. Social media often highlights material possessions and consumption. That's the last thing you want on your mind when you're trying to control your spending. If certain friends are always showcasing their latest designer purchases, hide their feeds on Facebook or take a social media break while you focus on your obligation. Stevens suggests also make sure you're not being enticed via email by unsubscribing from newsletters and sale alerts sent by your favorite retailers. Learn to say no to loved ones. It's important that we set boundaries, especially when we're in reduction mode. We may be tempted by family and friends to go out and spend, or they may ask to borrow money. But we must keep our goal of being debt-free top of mind, Stephen says. You have to be able to limit your interactions with them. You still love them, but when it comes to finances, no, you can't go shopping. But if you enjoy spending time with them, you can provide alternatives for it. And finally, expect to have setbacks. Many times we get discouraged when we make ambitious goals for ourselves and don't hit them. However, when you go over budget or feel yourself start to get frustrated, readjust your goals. Sutton says, ask yourself, what caused me to get off track? What can I do better next month? We beat ourselves up and then we throw in the towel too soon. We're going to keep falling our way to success. Sutton says. Paying off debt takes time, patience, and determination. However, bear in mind the benefits. It will free up funds for more rewarding pursuits and possibly eliminate a great deal of stress. Don't consider it a sacrifice, says Lathan. You're doing something that your future self is going to thank you for. So moving on to another article. is another one from Scene, from the Scene section, titled Books. Your Best Intention. Meet this year's breakout voice in self-help books. You can't knock Marshawn Evans Daniels' hustle. The erstwhile employment law attorney launched a thriving sports and marketing agency without a background in sports, was third runner-up in a Miss America pageant, and tours the international lecture circuit. Things may look easy for the proud Texan, but she's had her struggles. Once improperly categorized as a problem child, Daniels eventually graduated from Georgetown University Law School after raising more than $200,000 in scholarship funds. So how does she do it? In Believe Bigger, Discover the Path to Your Life Purpose, she shares the secrets to her success and spiritual fulfillment. Throughout the pages, Daniels, who calls herself a reinvention strategist, takes you through the highs and lows of a life she credits to her following, or to her following her divine path. Born legally blind in her left eye, she went on to become a top baton twirler, for which sight is critical. She thought she'd met her soulmate, but after discovering the man was cheating, she canceled the nuptials 6 days before her wedding. In her darkest moments, she says she tapped into her inner resource and called on her higher power. For this motivational speaker, believing in one's potential self-worth and greater possibilities is key to achieving goals and making a difference. Indeed, she feels strongly that finding a deeper significance provides an unshakable foundation for fulfilling your mission. In her latest book, the author of Skirts in the Boardroom, which was back in 2008 when she launched that, has once again tailored her advice to women. She attributes her increased audience to her growing faith and to finding her voice. The more I shared what God was showing me, the more others were drawn to a fresh message that spoke to an unspoken aspect of God's vision for our lives, she says. Today, I'm more passionate than ever about helping women and men upgrade their faith and unleash their wealth. God wants us to maximize our gifts and talents and use them to provide or to change the world, just like the Proverbs 31 woman. I'll admit, I'm a skeptic about self-help guides, but Believe Bigger is something special. Daniel's 5 reinvention steps are all doable. She thinks faith and fear are divinely designed to coexist because fear is meant to activate your faith. You may not know what the future holds, but you know who holds the future, says Daniels. Wise words from a woman who refuses to let no hold her back. So that sounds pretty interesting. Again, the book is called Believe Bigger by Marshawn Evans Daniels. So I might actually pick that up because it does sound like it would be an interesting book. Okay, so let's go back to a section of Money and Power. I Did It My Way, Designing Women. Hannah Beechler, the visionary behind the world of Black Panther, gives us a peek behind the scenes of her own career. If you've seen Fruitvale Station, Moonlight, or Beyoncé's magnum opus, Lemonade, then you've seen Hannah Beechler's work. From the opening credits to the final shot, she creates unforgettable worlds. As a production designer, Beechler has one of the most underappreciated jobs in film. But make no mistake, her role is crucial. It's my job to make the director's vision come to life, she says. However, her route to success has hardly been a straight shot. Here, Beechler takes us through the winding roads that led her to her inevitable position. Have you always been interested in the arts? My mom took me to the theater when I was very young. I went to school for fashion design, but I realized it wasn't for me. At the time, I was in the music scene, and I had friends who were in bands. A friend asked me to help with a music video. I'd get the stuff we needed and set it up. I did a couple of underground movies too. I was doing the work of a production designer, but I didn't know that's what it was called. I thought I wanted to be a director. So after college, I enrolled in a film school in Dayton. During my senior year, my professor said, "Your films aren't really that great, but your art direction is fantastic." Did something click for you when you heard that? I began researching production designers and set decorators, and I realized that this part of filming or filmmaking was truly important to me. Then I just pursued it like it was nobody's business. I was a set decorator before I started production designing. I made the switch when a director said, "You should design. You have a good vision." I put together a website to let everyone know I was doing production design. And a college friend saw my post about it on Facebook. She was a producer working on a small horror film and had asked if I wanted to join. I jumped at the chance. That was my first job. So how did you transition from the horror genre to dramas like Fruitvale Station? I did whatever I could, from commercials to music videos, because I needed to learn as much as possible. I submitted my info to talent agencies in LA, and everyone basically said no. It was a tough time. I didn't always know where my next wheel was coming from. Then one day, Wynn Thomas, a black production designer well known in the industry with countless Spike Lee films to his credit, called me out of the blue. I was sitting in my car and he gave me this 30-minute uplifting, butt-kicking pep talk. He said, "Pick yourself up and continue." 3 weeks later, I got a phone call from an agency which wanted to bring me on. My first project was Fruitvale Station. And Beyonce called. Fruitvale Station performed well, and then I moved on to other projects, including a Nike commercial that aired during the Olympics. Afterward, I did Moonlight. Ready for a break, I returned to New Orleans, but then a woman called to ask me if I would be interested in working on a music video for a pop star. Tired, I told her I wasn't available. Then I realized I actually did have the time, but I figured it was too late. The next week, the team called back and inquired again. This time, I didn't turn it down. When I arrived, there was Beyonce, and it was for Lemonade. Right after I finished the project, Ryan Coogler contacted me about Black Panther. So what advice do you have for women who are creating their own path? Specialize. Know what you want. No matter what field or industry you're going into, if there's a goal, then specializing will make it easier to navigate how to get there. It took me a long time to figure that out. I always knew I wanted to be in the art department, which made it easier to make connections and network. And don't be afraid to stand out. If there's one of you, you can bet there's at least 1,000 more. Think outside the box. Don't be afraid to do something you're not used to. So let's move on to another article. Hollywood Black, or Black Women in Hollywood. So 2018 honorees shine beyond the screen. Danai Gurira, we talked about her, what, a couple of weeks ago, or actually last week, with the Black Panthers cast, and she's in the Black Panther movie. But this is a quote from her. "My childhood is Zimbabwe, or in Zimbabwe, was really kind of idyllic. I was raised in a home where I was encouraged to use my voice and enforce my thoughts with knowledge. Other than the stunning and legendary Cicely Tyson, I didn't grow up seeing a lot of women who look like me in the types of roles I now get to play. And I was looking. Creating opportunities for Black women, women of African descent, and other women of color is a big part of my mandate because I want us to shine. Even as I'm thinking about the work that needs to be done or the next play I want to write, I understand that being on TV as Michonne in The Walking Dead and in films like Black Panther helps Black girls feel validated. I don't take that lightly." Danai Gurira is an actress and award-winning playwright. She reprises her Black Panther role as Okoye in Avengers Infinity War on May 4th. And then next, we have Lena Waithe. This is a quote from her. "When I was in fifth grade, my teacher said, 'I like reading your papers because you write the way you speak.' I didn't really understand what that meant then, but I knew I was a writer. Being the first Black woman to win an Emmy for comedy writing was just amazing. But I don't want to be the last. The award is bigger than me. It's about our industry, our society, taking a big leap forward. It's about my ancestors, the women comedy writers and queer comedies of color. I shared that moment with them. I represent them, and I'll keep fighting to tell our stories accurately and beautifully and in a human way." Lena Waithe is an Emmy award-winning writer and executive producer and creator of Showtime's The Chi. Then we have Tessa Thompson. A quote from her: "It's been so exciting that many of the characters I've played have been so different and have presented bigger creative challenges. With Thor, Ragnarok, Westworld, and my new film, Annihilation, I feel as if I'm breaking new ground and providing more representation for women of color around the globe. But even if it wasn't me, I'd still look at those projects and see if I saw a woman who looked like me. I think, wow. A couple of years ago, I got a tattoo that says yes. It's on the outside of my right wrist where most people can see it. While it's beautiful and has a symbolic meaning, I later realized that I needed to get a no, too, for balance. My no tattoo is on the inside of my left arm. That one is just for me, which is perfect." A founding member of Time's Up, actress Tessa Thompson will appear in Sundance fave Sorry to Bother You and reprise her role as Bianca in Creed 2 later this year. Next up, we have the funny Tiffany Haddish. And a quote from her is, or hilarious Tiffany Haddish, I should say, a quote from her is, "When you're on stage, you need to be having fun. That's advice Richard Pryor gave me. No matter what I'm doing or where I am, I live by that philosophy. Even if it's something I really don't want to do, everything turns out great if I'm having fun. If I'm not having fun, well, that's when I end up getting arrested. With acting, you have to tap into all the emotions you've been stuffing down for 20, 25, 30 years. It can be the most painful thing in the world. It's like self-surgery. I got here through trial and error. Every morning, I wake up and thank God so much for all these opportunities. This journey has been pretty amazing." Last year, Tiffany Haddish was the breakout star of Girls Trip and became the first Black female stand-up comic to host Saturday Night Live. Her new show, TBS's The Last OG, premieres next month. So let's move on to another article. Love of Life. The love she prayed for. Divine design led entertainer LaToya Luckett to the husband meant for her. And this is going to be the story of her faith, paved the way to her fairy tale romance. So growing up in Houston, LaToya Luckett discovered early on that dreams can come true. After spending much of her childhood performing, she became an international star alongside Beyoncé Knowles, Latavia Robertson, Kelly Rowland. When Destiny's Child entered the ranks of cultural icons, following her departure from the singing group, Luckett continued to strike gold with hit music and starring roles in film and on TV, including VH1's Single Ladies. So, of course, she hoped for success in her private life. Following a short-lived marriage that ended in divorce in 2016, Luckett took her heart back to God. "I've always believed in staying in a positive frame of mind and allowing God to work and move," Luckett says. "It's about having patience. The wait for her perfect partner to show up wasn't without its struggles for the performer." As she confided in her advisor, Pastor John Gray, he encouraged her to stay the course and to continue to pray for the love she wanted because he believed her husband was coming soon. A few months later, Luckett mentioned to a friend that she was praying for a good man to enter her life, and the friend offered to introduce her to Dallas businessman Tamarcus Walker. Luckett and Walker hit it off instantly over the phone and bonded over their faith months before even face-to-face encounter. When they finally met in person, it was love at first sight for the free-spirited native Texas native, who was clearly clear about her relationship goals and was prepared to walk away from any situation that didn't feel right. She quickly realized that Walker was someone special. "He gets Toya," she explains. "That's what I've always wanted. I'd say, God, whoever you have for me, I want him to see me. I want him to see my heart. I want him to see me crystal clear in his eyes the way you see me in yours. He sees me, and there's no better me." Walker, the father of a six-year-old girl from a previous relationship, had also been talking to the Almighty about his desire for a partner. "I specifically wrote down on the paper all the things I was looking for," he says. "I wanted a helpmate, a teammate, and also a soulmate. Those are the things I prayed for in a woman." After a few months of dating, they knew that both their prayers had been answered. Last August, a surprise birthday celebration Luckett had planned for Walker ended up being an engagement party when he saw the perfect opportunity to ask her to be his wife. Luckett introduced fans to her beau on Instagram and on Essence.com soon after. 4 months later, the happy couple exchanged vows during a lavish evening ceremony just before the holidays. The December affair was held at a sprawling mansion in the canyons of Texas Hill Country, with the duo surrounded by their loved ones, grateful for Pastor Gray's support and his advice that she remain patient. Luckett asked him to officiate the wedding. R&B singer Tank, a friend of the bride, sang "At Last" as she made her way down the aisle wearing a custom Vera Wang gown and Christian Louboutins escorted by her grandfather. XOD Bridges, Luckett's bestie and wife to rapper Ludacris, served as one of two matrons of honor, and Walker's daughter, Madison, stood as a junior bridesmaid. Fellow Destiny's Child alums Robertson and Michelle Williams were among the smiling faces in the crowd. 2 days after their dream wedding, while waiting to board a flight to their honeymoon destination in Dubai and the Maldives, the couple reflected on what's next. Their plan is to focus on growing their family and continue to share their love story as a testimony that a second chance at love is possible. "Know that if God can do it for me, then he can do it for anyone," says Luckett. Amen. And we're going to stop there because it looks like we've actually run out of time. But that was a wonderful story. Like I said, we run out of time of this week's episode of Essence Magazine. I hope that you've enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Nicole Hunter, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.